Hey, sorry I'm late. You okay? Hey, you okay? Oh my God. Hey, look at me. You're okay. I've got you. Just breathe, all right? You scared me half to death. No, I mean it. One second you were standing there, and the next, boom. I didn't even think, I just moved. You were about to hit the floor. I wasn't gonna let that happen. Oh, you're still pale and sweating. Shh, don't try to talk. Just lean into me for a second, okay? I've got you. I'm not going anywhere. Stop that. You're not standing up until I say so. Yeah, people are staring. Let them. They'll survive. You, on the other hand, kinda need you to stay conscious for me. You're burning up. Did you know you had a fever? No, of course not. Because you never say anything when you're hurting. You just keep pushing through until you collapse in a crowd like a total idiot. Sorry, I'm not angry. I'm just freaked out. I've never seen you like that before. You always seem so steady, like nothing could ever knock you down, and then you almost did, and look, I'm just glad I was here. What if I hadn't been? You could have cracked your head open on the tile, or gotten trampled, or no one would have noticed. That thought makes my stomach turn. You always act like you're fine. Like nothing touches you. But you're not a robot, okay? You're human. You get sick, you need rest. And God forbid, you need people. Sometimes. Like right now. So stop pretending you're made of steel just for 5 seconds. Let me be the one who catches you for once. Okay. Let's get you out of the middle of the walkway. Here, take my arm. Easy. Easy. I'm not letting go. I've got you. Just lean your weight on me. I can handle it. You're heavier than you look, you know. But I'm stronger than I look, so we're even. There's a bench over there. 2 steps. That's it. You can do that, right? There we go. Sit. Breathe. Good job. Hey, look at me. Yeah, right here. Your hands are shaking. You're still not all the way here, are you? It's okay. I've got you. Just listen to my voice. I'm not going anywhere. Why didn't you tell me you were feeling like this? Seriously, you could have texted, called, said something when we were getting coffee earlier. You didn't want to bother me. You fainted. I think bothering me might be the smarter option. Sorry, that was sharp. I'm not trying to guilt you. I care about you. More than you probably realize. Seeing you drop like that, it shook me. You know what's messed up? Oh, my heart's still pounding. Adrenaline's still going. But you're the one who almost passed out. And I'm the one having a meltdown. Great dynamic we've got going here, huh? No. I don't want to leave you alone. Not until I know you're okay. And not the fake okay you always try to pass off. The real one. The one where you eat something, drink water, get home safely, go to sleep. And I mean real sleep, not the I dozed off for 10 minutes with the podcast on kind of sleep. Actual rest. You're still shivering. Okay, hang on. Here, take my jacket. Yeah, I'm serious. Just take it. I can handle the cold better than you right now. See? It's not so hard to accept help. I'm not gonna tease you about it. Much. What do you mean? Hey, you're not weak for collapsing. You didn't mess anything up. You didn't embarrass yourself, and you're not a burden. You're someone I care about, so when you fall, I want to be the one who catches you. Not out of pity, but because that's what you do for people who matter. You don't have to be strong all the time, you know? You don't have to pretend everything's fine just to keep from worrying me. I am worried. That's not going to change just because you pretend not to need me. So maybe next time you feel yourself fading like that, you let me know. Just a text, a tap on the shoulder, anything. I'd drop everything if you needed me. No hesitation. And hey, I did catch you, didn't I? You think I'd let you collapse and not catch you? Come on, you know me better than that. Well, you were out for, 3 seconds. Longest 3 seconds of my life. You didn't see the way I dove for you. People probably thought I was tackling you. Not exactly graceful, but whatever. You're safe. I don't care how it looked. I'd do it again. Actually, maybe try not to make it a regular thing, though. I don't want your unconscious body becoming a hobby. There it is, that little smile. You're still in there. Okay, I'm calling it. No more walking around like a zombie on the verge of collapse. We're getting food, real food, something hot. Then I'm walking you home, and I'm making sure you actually go to bed. You can grumble about it all you want. I'll still be there, standing guard, making sure you don't pass out again from sheer stubbornness. Thanks for not brushing me off. I know you try to handle everything alone, but even heroes need a break sometimes. And if you ever forget that, I'll remind you. Loudly, in public, just to make sure it sticks. But right now, just breathe. You're safe, you're warm, and I've got you. You can lean on me as long as you need.